And welcome.
It's the Graveyard Girls, a true crime and mysteries podcast. So if anyone isn't aware, we have a Patreon.
Yay!
Where you can find the whole entire coverage of our witch trial season.
Yes.
And we do have episodes from before then as well.
Yeah, we started that back in end of June, was it? So I think there's 10 episodes previous to us starting the witch trials. Yep. So that's covered a variety of historical cases that didn't fall into our mysteries category.
Or just weird cases that we liked.
Yeah, strange things that we found.
Or folklore. But yeah, if you want to support us, you can do that over there. Or you can support us just by leaving reviews on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, that's it. And then even just dropping us a comment on like a post that we make on Instagram. If there's a particular episode that you liked and you want to leave a comment about it, just drop something in the comments there. We'll have a little scroll through. And especially like if you've got anything as well, like if there's something you want to see a bit more of, or something you think we could change, that's always good.
Or if you can recommend cases. Yeah, so if you want us to do any cases, just recommend them. We can work our way through them.
Yeah, you can either message us through Instagram, or if you go on a website, we have a link to our email.
Yes.
So if you want to send us an email.
We do have some ideas of what we could do to change the podcast, so we might... Yeah. Should we do like a quiz on there, on Instagram?
Oh, that's a good idea.
See what people would like.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I want to hear like people's true stories as well.
Yeah, especially with Halloween coming up, because we wanted to do a bit of a spooky stories thing.
Yeah.
So that'd be good for other people to send stuff in. So I'll get that up on Instagram for everyone to have a little look. And people can send in answers for us.
Or just spooky stories. It has to be true.
Yeah. Something that you've experienced.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I suppose we could try and make our own Reddit page. That's a good way to find things.
I didn't think about that. That's a good idea. I like how we think of these ideas as we're trying to record. Like, oh, wait, no, come up with another idea.
Like, add that to the list.
Yeah, no, we have a long list of things.
So we do.
I think every day, like, I come up with something new and I was like, oh, quickly, I'll just scribble that down. And I was like, we can fit that in with everything we're doing. And then next thing we know, like, yes, we've got 3 months to sort this out. 6 weeks later, no, Sasha, we're behind, we're not going to do it.
It's fine. We're not too bad.
No.
We are on top.
Yeah, we are on top. We... Now, I think it's a case of organising it for us. Once we've organised and got it going, I think it's that initial, like, oh, when did we start this? Yeah, we'll start it next week. And then, oh, well, this has happened, so we'll start this next week. But then once we get on a roll with it, we're like, right, okay, doing this. Then I'm coming like, to Natasha, today, we're doing this. I'm getting it done.
I know, I edited 6 episodes and I was just like, oh my God, I did that in one day.
It is easy in a way when you get on a roll. It's maintaining that, like, you know, if you've had a shitty day,
yep,
or like something's happening, you're tired, yep, and you're like, it's fine, I've got 3 days to do it,
yeah,
and then the next day, like, something else happens and you're like, it's fine, I've still got 2.5 days,
yeah,
I'll get it done. Next thing you know, yep, it's the day, yeah, okay, I only edited half an episode.
It's not too bad, it's fine.
I keep creaking in this chair today, I don't know what it is.
It's usually me with the noisy chair.
Really?
I'm sitting very still today, I'm being good.
To be fat ass.
No.
It's expanding in this heat and it's just pushing the chair.
We're all expanding in this heat. So shall we get on to today's case?
Yes, today's case. So I have a case of moving coffins.
Ooh.
It's a mystery because how did they move, Natasha? So the Chase Vault is a burial vault in the cemetery of Christ Church Parish Church in Christ Church, Barbados. That's a lot of chiz.
Yeah.
But I did it. Right. Here. Yes. Here is the urban legend that coffins mysteriously move. Woo-hoo. I'm just a bit delirious today already. I think it's a heap. I'll behave now. Right. According to the story, each time the heavily sealed marble vault had been opened for the burial of a family member, including 1808, twice in 1812, and again in 1816 and 1819, all lead coffins had changed positions. As the story goes from the first published version in 1833, in James Edward Alexander's Transatlantic Sketches, According to Alexander, Mrs. Goddard was buried in the vault in 1807. In the following year, in 1808, two-year-old Anne Marie Chase was buried, and then in 1812, her older sister Dorcas Chase was buried at the age of 12.
So obviously a two-year-old's coffin is very tiny. You're going to notice that one moving.
Yes.
Hmm.
So then when the vault was opened again in late 1812 for the burial of Thomas Chase, who was the father, the caskets of all the Chase girls had said to be found in a confused state, having been apparently tossed from their places.
Okay.
In the book, Alexander wrote that when the vault was opened later to receive the body of another infant, the four coffins, all made of lead and all very heavy, were very much disturbed.
Also, why are they made out of lead? That's weird.
I don't know. Maybe that's their choice of what they wanted.
Lead?
Mm-hmm.
What are you, like, preserving them?
I don't know. It's weird because it's like a big family thing. I don't know. Is it a thing in Barbados? I don't know. Is that what they make the coffins out of?
Lead? That's a weird thing.
Yeah, and heavy as well.
Yeah.
So, disturbances were then found again when opening the vault for burials in 1816 and 1819. Each time the vault was opened, the coffins were replaced into their proper positions. That is, three on the ground side by side, and then others laid on top of them.
Yeah.
So each time when the door was closed, the door was made of stone and required 6 to 7 men to move it. So it's not an easy thing to do.
Are these vampires? Why are they so, like, no one's getting in or out? They're so extreme. Lead coffins.
Yeah.
A stone wall door type thing.
I imagine, like, a big vault thing, you know? Yeah. The big, massive stone ones. But I mean, like, you don't want them too easy to get in because a lot of people just... No. Hide out in there.
But it's, like, extreme. That's, like, this family is suspicious.
Yeah. It was then said that in between each one, the door was cemented, obviously, so that people can't get in and out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of normal practice.
I know, but, like, my God.
Though the floor was made of sand, each time when they went back in, there was no marks of footsteps or water. So they were suggesting the ground pushing up. The last time the vault was opened was in 1819 with the governor of Barbados, Lord Combermere, was present. When opened, the coffins were found confusedly thrown about the vault, some with their heads down and others up, so like the head of the coffin. It hadn't happened in any of the other vaults in the cemetery. Then, in 1820, the governor ordered the bodies to be reinterred separately in different burial plots, with the vault now empty and it would be sealed again. There was no actual testimony that can be used, as the testimony from Nathan Lucas, who was supposed to be a witness, had gone missing. Skeptics say that he never wrote an account in the first place.
This whole thing is weird.
Yes. There are also no other official records in the area to back it up, raising doubts about the basic elements of the story.
Mm.
Examining the interior of the vault in 2011, Benjamin Radford observed that the bricks were intact, showing no damage from lead-lined moving coffins, as in there's no scraping.
Okay, yeah.
Today, the vault is open to the public. Radford proposes that the story simply evolved from original good story and changed in the process of being told, people adding elements according to their beliefs. So could the coffins have moved on their own accord? The only sort of plausible explanation so far has been that rising water from the local area pushed the sand floor up, filling the vault with water, the coffins floated or shifted, and then the water then drained away, which would explain no footprints.
They have a theory. Earthquake.
Yes, that was looked at, but it shouldn't shift in the same way. It would more need, that shouldn't shift just the coffins
inside
in the way that
it would
they had.
Do everything. Yeah.
It was more, something is lifting them up to move them. So the water was more plausible.
Okay.
So there's no secret passages in and out of the thing. And if it was grave robbers, we'd need at least 7 of them. And also they didn't actually take anything. So,
no,
which is a bit
moving.
Weird. So basically they're saying it's an unknown force. That shifted the coffins.
I'm telling you, it's the dead bodies in the coffins. The ghosts or something. Because, like...
What, an angry, like, vampire sort of
thing.
And he's, like,
lead coffins is weird. And then, like, you're cementing it shut, which I get you don't want people to go in there, but they're lead coffins, they probably can't get in there.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, extreme way of just keeping
like,
it in.
Yeah, because if it was so, like, enticing, you could say, like, people were trying to get in. Because I imagine, I suppose, at the time, there was a massive thing, especially, like, with homeless people. If they made them too easy to get in, people would just be squatting in them.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure it's the place I'd want to squat. But if I'm desperate for a home and shelter, I don't think I'm being too fussy. But, yeah, it would be a bit weird. Can you imagine, actually, if you squatted in one of those and one of them did have a weird demon dead person in it. Well, and you're just squatting and like you're chilling and you, I don't know, maybe you're a bit of a drunk, you're not quite sure what's going on, and then this like demon just rises out of his coffin.
Well, I went to the graveyards in Scotland, and homeless people do use the crypts and stuff because it's their shelter, isn't it?
Ooh, can you imagine getting it?
I don't know if the bodies are still there or not, because it's kind of like,
couldn't it be weird?
It's a crypt that's kind of caving in.
But then would that be worse if they, imagine if they had inside the crypts the empty coffins, but the empty coffins were open and you got in and then the lid accidentally closed on one?
Oh no.
And you were trapped and you're like, oh shit, because no one's really going looking in there, even if you knocked on that.
No,
but then
you're scaring someone else. Yeah,
someone comes in, they're like, oh my god, the case of the knocking coffins.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a good thing to
do. But by the time someone else comes back, you've already suffocated to death. There's no air. Yeah. And someone's like, that coffin was knocking, it will do it again. And, like, and then it doesn't.
It's like, I'm telling you, it was happening. There's no, now there's just like, oh, there's been a homeless person being found dead. Or no, they just probably assume it was his anyway.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't even,
they wouldn't even open it. Yeah, no, they wouldn't know.
The body would get there and someone goes, how did the body get here?
How did this body from 1700, happens, how did this body have jeans on?
Yeah, or dress the skeleton back up.
Yeah, he said, no, this was someone who got trapped in the coffin.
I bet it has happened somewhere.
Of course it has. I mean, you and I probably would get in a coffin and be like...
Yeah, okay. I do kind of weirdly, in a macabre way, I do want to get in a coffin. I just don't want the lid put on. But okay. I do want to get in one.
Or one of those big plushy ones. Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll arrange it.
See what it's like. But almost like go somewhere and like try out with the different...
I think coffins. You probably could do. Just go to
there
like,
must be a coffin showroom somewhere.
Yeah, I think there is. Be like, can I test this? Like,
should we do it at Gazon Tour to a coffin convention?
Yeah.
There's got to be types, because like, surely like funeral directors, they all go to like a weird convention to collect the coffins. I do think sometimes I would quite like to work for a funeral home. But I also don't want to put up with the smelly bits of the body. That's the bit that puts me off. I'm not bothered about the dead bodies. That doesn't freak me out at all. It's the smell.
The smell, yeah. There's some stories of a driver like taking the bodies to the morgue, and then, because they pronounced obviously them dead, and then he starts hearing stuff from the back seat.
Oh.
It just turns out that person has like a really low heartbeat, so they couldn't pick it up.
Oh my god.
He wasn't dead, so the driver was shitting himself.
You just abandoned the car, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because you just see that bag sit up. You're like, no, thank you.
Fucking hell. Can you imagine if you were in the bag, though? Fucking cack in your pants.
I think it happened to this person multiple times.
Oh, no, that's even worse. Surely after the first time, someone should have said, like, written it in his notes somewhere that he plays dead.
He plays dead. He's just got a low resting heart rate. But yeah, no, that's weird. That just... What would move lead coffin? They're heavy. You say earthquakes wouldn't move it.
Yeah, it was more how it was positioned. Because the way I understood it was that some of the coffins had been moved so much that they sort of tilted at an angle and were almost... All right, an earthquake wouldn't have done that. It would have shifted them along the floor.
Yeah.
But water, I know lead's still heavy, but if water lifted up through the bottom, I don't know how big these crypts are. But imagine if it pushed it up, even if it might make it float a bit, and then all it's got to take is several of them to move at the same time. If that completely filled with water, because it's cemented, it's not like it's going out the side of the crypt.
And also,
if it's filled all the way up...
It's sealed lead. It's probably got filled with air. So it probably is a light when it's on water.
Yeah.
It would float.
Yeah, because you think how heavy boats and stuff are.
Yeah.
They still float in the water.
Yeah.
So, and you imagine if they had like a really bad flooding, and like I said, the only way for the water to go is inside the crypts. Could it have been enough to have pushed the coffins along? Because there's not, I don't think there's a massive amount of room. It's not like they've travelled like half a fucking mile. I think we're talking like half a metre.
Yeah.
It's just the way they've been configured, they've moved around.
Or it's just someone accidentally like knocks them all over on his way out of like closing the stone, and he's just like, I'm just going to leave that because no one's going to know.
Yeah.
And then they go back in and it's like...
I also weirdly imagine like a snow globe, you know, when you tip it, like shake all the bits and stuff goes everywhere. That's what I kind of imagine has gone on inside.
Kind of,
each time you come back, it's like slightly different from the time before and you're like, what happened here?
I'm telling you, it was just like Brian tripped on the way out and like all the coffins fell. And
there's like a bit of string attached and he's pulled it.
Yeah, and he's just like
a tablecloth and everything comes off.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just... So is it confirmed that they are definitely moving? It's not just someone just being like, I swear that coffin's moved.
Well, obviously there was no... The reports that have come from witnesses that are supposed to have been the guys that went back in to, you know, like reinter the next body. And they basically said each time they've gone in and they've moved, they put them back in their original position. And then when they've gone the next time, they've moved again. And it's happened each time they've gone back.
Okay. That's weird.
But it didn't happen to any of the other bodies in the rest of the cemetery. It was just that one.
I'm telling you, someone's just pulling a prank on someone. That's probably what it is.
I think that's as well. It's the only thing that disproves the whole just the water thing. Because I feel like if the other crypts had done the same, you could say it was definitely the whole water or an earthquake because it's happened to multiple.
Mm.
But it's the fact that it's just that
And
one.
If it was an earthquake, there'd be some kind of damage to the foundation and the structure.
Yeah,
it'd
be a crack. Up the side.
Don't know. This is strange.
It's an unusual one. But I thought you might like it. It's a bit mysterious. We're obviously never going to work out what it is. No. Might not even be true. So this is like trying to solve a mystery that isn't even true. But I thought it was interesting.
It is interesting.
And it had coffins in it. So I thought we'd enjoy it.
We would, yeah, we do. We discovered that you want to try out some coffins.
I do want to try out. It's not weird, is it?
It's not weird, no. I guess you're just preparing.
Try before you buy.
Yeah. I think maybe we could do that. I don't think anyone would be opposed to it.
I don't think the people, like maybe other people on the outside find it weird, but people at the coffin conventions, I don't think they're that put off.
I bet
they're... Because someone's got to lay in them at some point to make sure they get dimensions right.
Of course.
They can't just wait till the person's dead.
And you know that there's a young boy in one of his starting off and his family's like, you just get in the coffin and then we won't close it. And then like, he's obviously the kid they pick on. He's been in that coffin multiple times and he's fallen for it every single time.
Guess
so yeah, if we want to go along, I'm sure there's one down the road we could go to one.
Yeah, let's go. Can we rock up and just say, yeah, I'd just really like to lie in a coffin for a bit. But please don't put the lid on.
It might be quite nice with the lid on. If you can push it, as long as they don't...
No, because I think they're quite heavy. They always look really heavy to me.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those little wooden ones that you would have got like, as a pauper like 300 years ago.
You could have a wicker one.
Ooh. That would be a bit better. It's got a bit more air in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And the little gaps.
Then you're like a little baby in a Moses basket.
Yeah, but then I also feel like it'd be a bit rough in comparison. Because even though the big heavy ones would be quite difficult to get out of, I feel like they're a bit more comfortable.
Yeah, they look cushy.
You've got to have a velvety lined one to go with your velvety pants.
Oh, yes. I will lay in them with my velvet pants on. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. You like my velvet pants, don't you?
Yeah, I do like the velvet pants. They're a good pair of pants.
They are. Very soft.
They are very soft. I've petted the pants on multiple occasions.
On that note, shall we...
wrap it up?
Yep. Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.